Nicely with Martin Bester. How hard can it be?
Well, we've tried various things in life because we are curious, brave, stupid, ruthless, fearless. What have we tried?
What haven't we tried, Mart? So, I mean, obviously, we'll start with the shoey, which shoey. Is where it started. Yeah.
Started with the shoey, so it started classy.
Very, very classy.
Johnny beer from a shoe.
But yeah, I mean, we've done the violin, we've played castanets.
Didgeridoo.
We have played the ventriloquism, the saw.
Do you know what I did at a golf day last week?
What?
Yeah. Axe throwing.
Oh, hey! Because you're an expert now.
You're a pro now.
We've done it once.
I still sucked.
Oh, no.
It did not peg once.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm the safest person here.
Yeah.
Okay. The least. So this morning we're asking the question, how hard can it be to do LARPing, which is live action role play, which kind of stems from cosplay in a way, I suppose. Well, let's find out. Here to answer our questions, Angelique Fenter and David Tonks from Magicon. How are you both? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good, thanks, and you?
Cosplay and LARPing, two different things.
Yes.
Very different.
All right, but it's similar because there are costumes involved, maybe? No,
no.
Not at all.
I suppose that's where the similarities end.
Yeah, all right.
The costumes.
Or some people, when they cosplay, try and channel the character.
Yes.
Yeah.
That part, when they do that, that's the most overlap with actual LARPing.
Okay, so there's the similarity. What is LARPing specifically, Angelique?
LARPing is live-action role-playing, so you go somewhere where someone has, the storyteller has set a scene, you bring your own character that you made up, you dressed up as, and you just do improv acting in this scene someone else has set with the character you made up.
Where do you do this?
We do a lot of different places, but we have one in Magaliesburg, that's a weekend-long one, you do the whole weekend one, that one is called Mead Legends. We do, with Magicon, we do little events where it's like dipping your toe into LARPing, like little murder mysteries, where you go hiking as a hobbit, and you pretend you're a hobbit while doing a hike, or we have a wizarding experience that's inspired by Hogwarts, and you come and you be a Hogwarts student for the day.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it does.
Why do people do this?
I think lots of different reasons. Personally, I do it just because it's fun and I like fantasy and I like dressing up. But some people do it for escapism. Some people just...
Exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I find going and running for running's sake to be really boring.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But when I'm running down somebody to kill them or running away from so I can live... It suddenly adds a whole different environment to it.
We've had similar thoughts.
Yeah.
Ooh, look how much rates I'm losing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so on average, a bunch of people, how big is a group of people that would do this? Like,
so in South Africa, it's small, like the medieval lot is 30-odd people.
Okay, so 30-odd people would go to a specific location.
As opposed to in Europe, where the largest LARP in the world is 10,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Camps here we've had the weekend ones up to like 120 people.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so a bunch of people go somewhere, and then someone's... do you make up the... Do you know beforehand what the theme is?
Yes, so most of the big LARPs are ongoing LARPs. So one of the ones we played lasted for 12 years, and every 3 months we just go and the story would keep going.
No, hang on. So it
continue the story.
The span, the lifespan of that particular was 12 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that is insane.
Sure.
But then do you play online as well, or do you... Is it all purely like in real life?
All in person. All That's the live action part.
Okay. Yeah.
Are there authors that specifically speak to LARPing?
Yes.
So I'm thinking, is it Tolkien? Fire and Ice?
Everyone,
J.J. Abrams?
Right?
George Martin did do his as a tabletop game. So they weren't live action, but it was a like tabletop role-playing game.
But if you've ever read a book and wanted to be that main character, that's what LARPing is, right? You're going there and you are the main character in your story.
Okay.
Do you know what kind of character you are? I mean, is it stereotyped? So you rock up knowing you're either going to be the protagonist or the antagonist.
Some people have they always play. We have one friend who always plays the old rich guy. Doesn't matter what story it is. It doesn't matter if it's in the future, if it's in the past, whatever. Whereas I like to, every game we play, I like to do a completely different character. One time I was the villain that murdered everyone. The other time I was the one who was like the only lawful person in that whole game.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So it's one of the things is it allows you to experiment with yourself. right?
Okay.
Because you get to go and experience different parts of yourself.
But isn't it fun, though, characterizing people?
It is.
So if you look at Felicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't trust that for her. You're competing against this one who wiped out populations by going...
Oh, you see the misleading... The last person you thought would be the killer.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Felicity.
I'm
Felicity
so sorry.
Doing cutesy face.
I'm doing cutesy face.
But I assume you're talking about magic now. If you're wiping out populations, because it goes beyond what you physically could do as an individual.
Yes, so the game has, various games have different rule systems, and the magic systems often in the combat LARPs work with these little spell packets, which is little balls you throw people with, and you'll, like in the meat LARP, you'll have a verbal... Where you say a verbal, like, I grant you the gift of death, and then you throw the packet, and if you hit, they die.
It didn't work.
Did she just kill me?
She literally just killed you. How many people could that kill?
Just one. And you have to hit them. If you miss them, your spell misses.
You have to throw this thing at them to kill them. Okay,
and then the person who's been hit, how good do they, you know, do they have to really make sure
that
they're
die
showing that they're dead?
How does it go? Will you show us?
I'm not the best, but you're welcome to go for it. There's a couple of friends of ours who are really, they have got acting in a history and stuff like that, so they can do it really dramatically. I'm the stone-faced.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Die, you wrongdoer!
Oh, there you go.
Watson, you just killed him. Well done.
Sure, death is
a student. Also, that was like a
heart shot.
It was.
Straight to the
heart. It was a good hit. I picked at someone else, sorry.
You're wrong, too.
Sorry. Okay, I'll work on my insults. So coming up, they will show us how it's done. You know how this works. And then we'll do it.
Yes.
Because the question is, how hard can it be to do LARPing?
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
How hard can it be to do LARPing? That's the question this Tuesday.
How hard can it be?
In studio with us, we have Angelique Fenter and David Tonks from Magicon. They told us a bit about LARPing. Now they're going to show us. Now, let's start with, what are you wearing? This is what is the theme for this one?
Medieval fantasy. So I'm wearing a long floor length purple dress with flowy sleeves, some dark makeup to make me look a little bit like a warlock with my sword and my magic spells.
And your magic spells. How many magic spells would you have?
It depends on your character. One of my characters, I would have like 40 on me just to be prepared, depending on how many people we're fighting. And you don't want to run around picking it up the whole time. You want to have them ready so
and
you can just go.
The little bag?
Yeah, little sparkly bags.
All right. And yourself?
Well, I'm carrying a sword. I'm a hero today. I don't have any armor because it... But yeah, just a...
Because you're fearless and brave.
I'm fearless and brave. Yes.
Okay, so you're going to play the part of the hero.
Yes.
And you are the villain.
The villain, yes.
All right. Okay, so someone says today's theme is medieval combat, and then you choose a role, and you dress up to the role, and then you play out. But how do? You rehearse something beforehand?
Not at all.
Is it improv?
It's complete improv. So the scene will be, I'll be... Either choose or I'll be told I am the evil warlock and warriors are going to come and try and defeat me. I'm like, okay. And he'll be like, I'll be a warrior. The ones who go defeat the warlock. And from there, we make up everything as we go.
All right. We are live on Instagram and TikTok this morning. If you're going to watch this, they are going to show us how it's done. How hard can it be to do LARPing, live action role play? And how do you start normally? Is there someone that says action?
No. You'll be walking around. You're having a day, and then somebody might come up and say, like, help, help, the villagers are under attack, go save them. And then you'll run over there, and there'll be a monster waiting for you, and then you just, it's...
You're in character the whole time while you're there.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Do you want
me to start it?
Yeah, are you going to narrate the start?
Yes, I can just do the start. Please, sir, there's a warlock in the woods. She's hunting down the children. Can you help?
I've come to end your evil, warlock.
How dare you step into my lair, puny mortal?
Okay, I dare.
Die!
Clash.
stop that.
I will end you. Your weapons do nothing to me.
What? Die!
Your efforts are futile. I grant you the gift of death.
The gift of death, that is very dramatic. I love it. Oh, wow.
And now I raise you as one of my fighters. You will fight on the side of evil.
You recruited him.
Yes.
Well, she can transform him because she's a warlock.
Oh, my sob. I love the gift of death, though. That's
yes,
my favorite.
No, me too.
I really, 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 really.
No, me too.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done. Do you have enough swords for three people?
We have enough swords for
you. Fantastic.
And costumes for you.
There shall be a battle commencing soon.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Right, so we have had Angelique and... David, show us some LARPing, which is live action role play. We have been given some outfits. You can watch us. Are we live on TikTok, right? We're live on TikTok.
Yeah.
Shall I put some music on? Hold on.
Yeah, and the some safety rules maybe while you do that. So what is it, David, we need to be wary of?
So first things first, no hitting of the head.
Oh, I know.
Oh, that's hitting unfortunate.
Be mindful, because it sucks getting hit in certain people. And then we're here to kill monsters, not to hurt people.
Okay.
Right? Ah. So it's more effective to touch your opponent quickly than it is to beat them to death. Yes.
Oh.
I know everybody seems to get disappointed, but it's like we don't want lawsuits or going to jail or all the rest.
My tribe is known for clubbing. Club them to death.
So it starts quite spontaneously, does it?
No, I don't think so, yes.
What did you call me, you pestilent wench?
I will not be spoken to in such a way, Scubber Macho. We are forever enemies.
I am here to defend your honor, milady.
Thank you. Get upon your steed and go.
Not you, you cow-handed afternoon farmer.
Put up thy sword, I tell you.
I
charge you, open your mouth once more, and I shall split open your chest.
Yes, you will fight for the rights of...
You shall not silence me, because I am Lord Marty McParty. Shut up. I am Lord Marty McParty. The creator, the creator of chaos.
This is you. I did not recognize my fair lord. I bow and take a knee.
I snuff you. You're being sarcastic. But the last blow will be dealt between you.
Yes.
And him.
So we both strike a blow upon Lord Marty McParty.
Do not say those cursed words in front of me. It is a spell, and that is how what he uses to...
This is a kingdom break. Why are we fighting?
Throw your bag. Throw your ball. Throw your ball.
I don't have one.
Okay. I shall step in, you ballless wonder.
I miss Marty McParty.
He has survived
I give you death. And that is
Marty has ended fair Lady Felicity.
Lady Felicity, yeah. It's more like Moira from Schitt's Creek. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Again!
What did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.